VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This segment is brought to you by replymanager.com. I just got to look at the secret word. A new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Funny, isn't
where does
it?
She dig this stuff up?
I don't know, but speaking of her, she just came up with another acronym for eBay.
What is it?
PIMP.
PIMP? I'm afraid to ask.
Perfect in mint package. PIMP. I like it.
Oh, God.
So, if you'd like to find Griff's newsletter with the secret word in it so you can be the first caller when you hear that duck quack to know the secret word,
Click
the group chat link on the player and sign in through community. Even if you're already signed into eBay, then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title. There you'll find today's secret word. You'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week right in your inbox.
I have an acronym to match.
What is
eBetsy's acronym for PIMP?
What is it?
It's HO, H-O.
Which means?
Have others.
Oh, that's good.
You think?
I like that.
Good.
No, I'm not going to do it. No. I'm not going to do it. No. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and Tom in Pittsburgh, known as Black and Gold Gifts on eBay. Hi, Tom. How are you doing, and what's your question or comment today?
I'm hanging in there. First of all, just wanted to give a shout-out to Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast for renewing their sponsorship of our meetup group.
Yay
to them.
Continuing our secret password for our 5% discount from the group. So thank you, Mark and Robin. And wanted to let you know something odd that happened to my sister-in-law, Faith. One of her buyers sent her a negative because she refused to list the item as a gift on the customs form.
Yeah, and that's not good. What was the text of the comment?
I don't have the exact wording in front of me, but basically it said the negative was because you filled out the customs form incorrectly, refused to list it as a gift, and
yeah, then that's
more money.
That's removable.
Yeah, she reported it, so I'm sure it'll probably be taken off.
Yeah, it will be.
But it's just
because
she
did the right thing.
Yeah.
In not doing that, she did the right thing.
I actually think we should suspend a buyer for that activity. I think...
I don't think it should even be an option to list something as a gift when it's sold on eBay. There shouldn't even be a way to do that.
Yeah, there is no gift. You bought it on eBay. It's not a gift. Oh, right. People.
The other odd thing about that... International, we got a package back in mail today from May 19th that was sitting in customs down in Brazil.
Yeah.
Finally showed up back here. So that was right after I came home from the hospital. It went out and it showed up at the door today. So I guess, whatever reason, they just didn't want to pay the fees.
That's why I love the global shipping program.
Well,
problem solved.
You tell Faith she's probably going to be okay.
Yeah, no, she will be.
I'm sure she will be.
Yeah, this is really cut and dry. When the comment actually says, wouldn't mark the item as gift, then it's cut and dry. But I think we should go a step further and say, you know what, we don't want you buying here anymore. Bye. Because you're asking sellers to
do something illegal.
And it shouldn't be allowed. If you're a buyer and you're listening to this and you didn't know this, well, now you're informed. Never ask a seller to mark something as a gift. This isn't Craigslist. This is eBay.
So, Tom, you feeling okay, honey?
Yeah, I'm going to see an oncologist on Thursday, and then we have our meetup on Friday, so that's going to be my first meeting with the oncologist. My TSA levels are higher than they should be, but I'm still feeling terrific. So we'll see what happens.
You're on top of it. That's what counts.
Keep us informed, Tom, okay?
Absolutely.
I will do that.
Thank you for your call today. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. Rich in Chicago, Illinois, known on eBay as Appealing Signs. Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, we missed you guys out there at the party. It was
Thank you.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Believe me, the two of us commiserated several times over the issues.
Yeah, I was sitting on the porch on the beach.
We wanted to be there.
I was on the beach with my drink thinking, oh, jeez, I'm so sorry.
And I was whacked out on pain pills.
You were?
Oh, really?
Wow. Oh, yeah, definitely.
She was whacked out.
I'm sorry to hear that. But also, I just kind of want to reiterate some of the things that Jason had talked about. And I also was invited as an influencer out there to the event. And we just had an amazing time, and I have to say the clapping tunnel literally brought tears to both of my wife and myself's eyes. It was incredible, the feeling that you could feel in the room, and it's been a long time since we could feel something good. And being a meetup organizer in Chicago with a pretty great big group, it's always the scary parts of the time of the spring and fall release of how you're going to try to explain these things that some things were not the best all the time for sellers. So it was when I came back with this, boy, like Jason said, I was just pumped. I mean, it was incredible to change the defect ratings, which was huge for people, and the shipping part of it, where anybody that doesn't print a scan form where you just take it to the post office and have them do it, or have them do it on the porch where everything is completely scanned in and you're clean and green, you're done. If the package gets lost, that's their baby. Not that you don't want to take care of your customer, obviously, but at least you're covered and you don't have to worry about it. And plus, eBay will go back in and they'll actually contact the buyer to see if there was no tracking that happened, if the item was delivered on time or if it was delivered at all. So kind of takes a lot of those things out of our hands that are issues that, are totally out of our hands, especially with shipping. But the workshops were incredible. Just going to the workshops, and we did things on search and different things. They had the panel discussions with some of the great people, Lynn Drolley, Robin Levine from Bubble Fast, and you had Jason, Tim Chapman, and these guys. It was phenomenal. The room was packed. They were standing room only. So it was just incredible to listen to these different things. We went to the workshops for the search, found interesting things about titles. You don't necessarily need to use all 80 characters if you don't. Instead of filling stupid things in to make it look like it, you really want to go with a title that the buyers can read, especially on the mobile and so forth. So that made it a lot more sensible to us. So it was absolutely incredible. We just didn't have enough time. And let it go, like you said, the party with El King and the band afterwards, and the food was just phenomenal. So I have nothing but great things to say, and everybody said, let's do eBay Live again, let's do these things, and get the eBay back.
Well, you know something? We're obviously delighted to hear that. You know, Griff and I, each time there is a fall or a spring seller update, we go through the same thing you as a group leader go through. We get on the phone with each other and say, is this one going to be a good one? what do we have good here?
It's going to be a doozy, this one. Yeah.
Or he'll write me and he'll say, this is going to be controversial, so get prepared.
Yeah,
but this one was so fantastic, I couldn't believe it. I kept reading and reading and reading. I was waiting for the bad part. It didn't come.
Well, like Jason had said, we got to sit and talk to, I sat with Devin and we talked about some of the things, and Jordan's Sweetnam, and the things that they listen to. They listen to the sellers for a change, and we understand, most buyers are, looking to get their product. That's just what they want. So shipping was always an issue because it gets lost. And we had, as Griff knows, through
throughout the time, and I talked with Brian Burke about this, all the issues we had with our local area post office. And it wasn't just mine in my town. It was the sorting centers that are, you know, where everything goes to. Well, most of that has been pretty much straightened out, thanks to Brian and a few people that we talked at the Postal Service. But for the most part, those kinds of issues. And I was kind of shocked when I talked to somebody is that how many people will print a shipping label, and I think the number was 42%. They print the label, but they never really ship it that day or the next day. They hang on to it, and they have those percentages. So they had to put something in place to get people's butts moving to get the stuff to the post office. And I don't understand how that can be. But
well, I have that. I mean, as a buyer, I just bought something expensive, and I'm waiting for the tracking to show up, and then I emailed the guy, and I said, you know, it shows that you printed it, but it hasn't. He said, oh, I haven't brought it in yet. It was 4 days after we printed the label. And I said, well, don't you think it would be a good idea for you to put it in the mail?
I can't remember who I talked to about that, but they had the big panels that they had the groups where you could walk around to all the different stations, and we got answers about a million different things a ton of things that is in our personalization program that we have to personalize everything. There's never been anything in place, so we've been assured that things are going to be happening possibly with that. And I mean, great people got their business cards, all the employees, but I never realized, because I was thinking to myself, why would somebody print the label? But when you know
it happens. Rich, we got to cut you off.
We get you. Thank you, Rich.
We're at the end of the segment. 888-723-4630. That's our number. Call us. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit Roadie.com.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 337.
When you call eBay's customer service, you're looking for a successful happy outcome. Top-rated seller CBay, C-I-E-B-A-Y, has this advice when making that call.
Well, first thing I like to do is check my emotions at the door, and I try to come armed with a smile. Usually, if you do that, then the other person on the customer service rep that you're going to receive is going to be able to help you a little bit more if you're, in my case, not erratic and, you know, going off.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Call us at 888-723-4630 and ask us a question, give us your comment, shoot the breeze. We don't care.
Call. Whatever.
Whatever is fine. The a few announcements I want to make, which is, let's see, and I keep asking these folks to send this to you, Lee, and they don't, and I apologize for that. Just weekly reminders, for example. So on Wednesdays, we have, like I said earlier in the show.
Yeah, I wish they would send those.
I know. It's like talking to a wall. We have our Periscope broadcast that starts at 12:30 with
that's
eBay
tomorrow.
For Business. That's tomorrow. And that's eBay for Business. If you're subscribed to their Twitter feed, eBay-for-business.
And that's Pacific time.
All right, we do that at 12:30. We have Jeff and I have our weekly community chat that starts at 1 o'clock till 2 on the community forums. Just go to the discussion groups, and there's a link on the top of the page for weekly community chat. So check that out. And I don't think there's a webinar coming up right away. We're working on several webinars for the rest of the fall season. And as we get more information, we will publicize it here so you can take part in those webinars.
In the meantime, Samantha in Dover, Delaware, known on eBay as Not Your Average Miss 101.
Ooh.
That's N-O-T-U-R. I think it's U-R.
Yeah,
average
yeah.
Miss 101.
Yeah.
Hello, Samantha. What's your question or comment?
Hello. It's N-O-T-U-R-E. Sorry.
Got it. Okay.
It's awful, I know. I was wondering, I know that they're doing a little bit with the shipping with the new update. I was wondering if there's a way to change the cutoff time, like you can do with same-day shipping for one day.
No, there isn't, and there are no plans to do that, unfortunately. So,
okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Griff, look at her listings.
That's all right.
Griff, I want you to go to her listings.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's N-O-T.
Wait.
Okay.
I was on another screen.
Okay.
Is this the seller ID?
Yes.
Because I got it. All right, go ahead.
N-O-T.
N-O-T.
U-R-E.
U-R-E.
Average. A-V-E-R-A-G-E.
Yeah.
Miss, M-I-S-S, 101.
Okay. Oh.
She's got a lot of nice listings. So she's got a feedback score of 628. She's top rated plus on this item I'm looking at right now.
Lots of MTC listings. Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, cards and things of that sort. How'd you get into this niche?
My fiance, he plays the game, and I sell his leftover cards. And then I ended up making more money than I thought I would on it, so I started buying more.
Yeah, I was in a thrift store a year ago, and I bought a three-ring notebook filled with these cards. Because it was like only a dollar. I don't know what I did with it. I put it away somewhere. I should go look for it.
Somewhere hidden in your inventory.
What? Yeah, it's in my hidden inventory.
The hidden.
Yeah, these are
cool. The one that you can't even find. So how did you get started?
I do the same thing with my inventory. I have like all of it, all the stuff that's actually listed is out, and then everything else that's not is in boxes. So like,
yeah.
I think that's fine.
Whatever works for you.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So you have 117 listings now.
That's pretty cool.
Up there, that's way cool. And what were you doing before eBay?
I still work. I'm a teacher.
Oh, a teacher. One
I'm
of our
off today. Yeah.
One of pretty our cool. most honorable and often mistreated professions.
And underpaid.
Oh, definitely underpaid.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
underpaid.
I actually started making more money off of eBay than my current job, even because I'm part time. So.
What do you
yeah,
teach?
I was surprised about that. I'm preschool.
Oh,
preschool.
How cute.
Oh,
I love that.
Little kids, yeah.
Precious treasures.
Yeah.
They are sweet.
Well, Samantha.
I actually had one more question if you have time.
Go for it.
Go ahead. Sure, yeah. Go ahead.
How does the delivered on time estimate work?
So the delivered on time estimate would be the last It could be one of different things. One could be that the delivery confirmation shows that it was delivered within the delivery window for that the buyer was displayed, which is the handling time plus the carrier's time with sometimes adjustments by eBay. Now, this is something new in the last year, depending on what we know about the past history of delivering to that zip code. That could be one. Another one is if there is an acceptance scan and it shows you put the mail, that piece, into the mail carrier's hands within your business time, then it's, no matter when it's delivered, it's considered on-time shipping. The last one is if there's nothing else, and even if your handling time showed that the acceptance scan was late, if the buyer says, if the delivery says it was on time, you're cool. And if the buyer says, yeah, I got it in time, to the question, you're cool. So as long as there's one signal from those three things that shows that the item was either put into the mail carrier's hands in the case of an acceptance scan, which is not mandatory. You don't have to have the acceptance scan. It is extra added backup in case something goes wrong after that. As long as one of those signals is positive, then you're okay.
Right. Well, I tried to look up, because on one of my items I have first class available, and then I also have priority mail.
Yeah.
And they should take roughly the same amount of time, but there was a range on one for estimated delivery and then an actual date on the other, so I wasn't really sure. I can give you the item if you want.
Well, I'm going to see something you're going to see different.
We've got 10 seconds left.
Yeah. So if you want to send it to me, I'll explain it to you. But remember, the buyer is going to see something different than what you see because you're located in the same place as the item is. So it makes a difference with where the buyer's located. This Open Phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. We'll be back with our third and final hour of this week's eBay Radio Show in a moment.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smaus of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.